Coming up now on phone is Larry Weber, a phenologist extraordinaire. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning. And it sounds like you're having quite a time up there.
Indeed.
This is the big week. This is the big week, and but makes public radio famous all over the country, you know, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The comment I want to make is this. One of the things I love about public radio is the community. You know, this is an interesting thing. Radio has pretty much become a national thing. And, you know, you don't hear a lot of community stuff going on. And I think phenology is just one example of that. But, yeah, thank you, WTIP, for being able to do that and keep people up abreast of what's happening right there in your own backyard.
Thank you, Larry.
Beauty. Yes, and since we last spoke, the wonderful month of October has moved on, and we ended it with another month warmer than normal. 8 of the 10 months this year have been warmer than normal. Can you tell me the 2 that have not?
I would say, let me think about this. Yes, you did. September?
September, very good. That was cooler than normal.
And
the other one was equal to normal.
Equal to normal. July.
Well, you're pretty close. June.
June, okay. Yep.
All right, very good. Yeah, I'd give you a high grade for that.
I listened to Larry
anyway. the last part actually was cooler than normal, but the first part we were so warm, and we ended up about 3 degrees above normal. Precipitation above normal, but once again, that has to be taken a closer look at. I think it's an interesting statistic, 3.88 inches of rain, and about 3 of those came in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So a very, very dry month, but nevertheless, in this very dry month, there was a record-setting wet day, and that came on the 26th of October. Same way with snow on the 26th and 27th, the total of 8 inches, which is way above the normal of about an inch and a half. But it was just one single storm, and according to the Weather Service, it was the 4th biggest October storm that has ever hit Duluth. Well, some interesting statistics. I'd say it was a month of extremes, but the real extreme that I find was clear skies. 20 days, we had either clear or mostly clear. Amazing. Well, October, that's October. Now, November is usually considered a gray month. Well, guess what? Clear skies have continued, and we're having a beautiful clear day again today, as we did yesterday and the day, a couple days earlier in the week. We averaged temperatures in November of being less than 30 degrees. Now, we're way above that right now, but we also have a long way to go. This is the time of freeze-up, and I noticed yesterday morning as an example. We had 18 degrees here, the coldest temperature we had so far all season, and it was reflected with the ice on the ponds and the swamp. Ice extending out from the shore on the lake, and so it was impressive. Of course, a lot of that is going to be gone this weekend, but now we're supposed to be headed for a little bit more cooler temperatures in the next several days. Other things of note, we are changing our clocks tomorrow, which means an extra hour, the only day of the year that is 25 hours long. A joke I used to use with my students is that I had found all the students would take that extra hour, and they would do something, a five-letter word that starts with S. and, of course, what am I talking about? I'm talking about study.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is going to give us an early darkness now. And so starting tomorrow, we will have darkness by 5 o'clock already, which means more time to watch the flying squirrels. The flying squirrels have been just excellent lately. Get out there. You'll do the same thing. You know, put out a bird feeder, put out food in the evening. Otherwise, the diurnal, the gray squirrels eat it all. But put it out by dusk, and then the flying squirrels come out. And that's what I've been doing every evening. They put on a really good show. Last night, we had 4 of them. And then in addition to that, I've been walking out to a swamp near here, and over the swamp there has been a big brown bat or two still feeding. This is really amazing, this late in the season. That's what happens when the temperatures are mild.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're pretty much of a hibernator. I say pretty much of a hibernator because they will wake up during the winter. But still, seeing them this late is pretty amazing. They have to get a few meals before they're ready to go to sleep. The chipmunks do the same thing, but I haven't seen a chipmunk now since the 18th of October, so I'd say they probably are asleep. The other thing going on is we've had the finches moving into the bird feeder. We had goldfinches. They first arrived about a week ago, And so what I did early this past week is I put up a thistle feeder, and just like that, the finches came in. I had 10 goldfinches that very same day. We also are having lots of flocks of snow buntings mm-hmm. now, and I imagine you have them as well. You know, you just drive down the road and you'll see these white birds flying up. Oh, yeah, that was I just saw several flocks this past week. And in some cases, the flocks were quite large. I kind of felt sorry for them because it seemed like every car went along, they scared up. But they're feeding and trying to rest so that they can continue their migration. We have migration of other things going on. I see bald eagles every day now. This November is a terrific time to see the migration of the bald eagles. It's also a good time to see birds like the rough-leg hawks and perhaps some of the wintering owls if they're going to show up. And then besides all that going on, I had a couple of cases this week of seeing the woolly bear caterpillar. Now, the woolly bear caterpillar is a Isabella moth. It's the immature form, and we don't usually see caterpillars this late in the season. But the reason we see the woolly bear caterpillar is because they are out doing a lot of walking around right now, looking for a place to spend the winter. Unlike other caterpillars, they don't form a cocoon for the winter, but they just curl up as a caterpillar underneath leaves somewhere. And we often will see them walking around trying to find a place to curl up and sleep. Well, they have a pattern on their body that is both black and kind of a reddish brown, and there is a folklore story that going that is the more black there is compared to the brown will be the colder the winter. So I saw four of them this week, and two of them had that pattern, but two of them were entirely black.
Whoa.
Does that forecast a cold winter? Yeah, well, in northern Minnesota, you can always say the answer is yes, but I don't put too much faith in the caterpillars, because what they do is they molt as they grow. And so that pattern changes. Other things of note, thanks to some of the precipitation we had last week, I had some pretty good fungus. I was surprised to find mushrooms on a walk that I took this week. But the really neat news comes in two other plants. One of them is weeping willows. Have you noticed how great they are right now? This is their time. They turn bright yellow. They wait until now to turn bright yellow. They're a non-native tree, and that's why they're so late in turning. But, boy, are they spectacular. You never realize how common they are and how many people have them in their yards and how many were planted years ago, you know, along roadsides and so forth, until we see them all hanging with this yellow gold, the colors they have right now. The other one came up was a picture that I did not take, but I thought it was just super. I teach a class at UMD for University for Seniors, and it's a phenology class about autumn. Well, one of the students in the class took a picture that I thought represented three seasons. It was a picture of a wild strawberry. This wild strawberry had green leaves, but it also had red leaves, and it also had blossoms.
Wow.
How does that sound for three different seasons all represented in a single picture?
Sounds confused.
You know, the blossoms showing spring, the green leaves showing summer, and the red leaves showing fall. So I told the class, I said, look real hard and see if you can see some snow on the outside. That would represent winter as well. So anyway, plenty going on. Get out there and enjoy it. And, of course, give a little donation to WTIP while you're at it.
All right, Larry, I got a question for you before you go.
Yep.
You mentioned bald eagles earlier.
Yep.
Last weekend, we had one, a mature one, sort of circling over our place for, half a day and was calling. I'd never heard them call before, and it was over and over again. What was going on there, do you think?
I have no idea. It's not unusual to hear them call, but to be circling and calling over and over and over again, I don't know, unless maybe there was a mate that was with it that had an accident or something like that, and what you're hearing is a disturbed spouse. I don't, boy, that is interesting. Did it go away then eventually?
It wasn't there the next day, but for most of that day, it just stayed in the neighborhood, and It was amazing. I'd never heard them before. It was
Yeah. That sounds like to me it must have lost a loved one. Now we don't know the rest of the story. Who knows? Down along the highway somewhere there could have been an accident with another one.
All right. Wow. Well, thank you, Larry.
Well, and keep the eyes up. There will be more, I'm sure, and there won't all be calling.
Okay.
So take care.
Thanks, Larry.
Sure. Bye.
Bye bye. Larry Weber there joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30 to give us the latest and greatest.